Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kathy Dublin, Executive Director of the Piedmont Agency on Aging. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Fresh bread and fresh fruit. Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I am right here with Kathy Dublin, Piedmont Agency on Aging, something that happens every day to us, doesn't it, Kathy? We're all getting old.
I had to say that, yes.
Well, you know, it's great, though, to have an agency that deals with all the issues, and, of course, they have not only Meals on Wheels, but a lot of different issues that you all address, too, don't you?
We do.
What are some of those?
Right. Some of the services that we offer in addition to Meals on Wheels, and that's really the heart of our organization. But we also operate three senior center sites where active seniors can come up and have lunch and enjoy activities. We also provide transportation service for folks to go to the doctor, to dialysis, adult daycare, and grocery shopping also. And in addition to that, we operate one of South Carolina's only intergenerational daycare centers. We operate Lifetime Discovery's Child Care Center. We have about 130 children enrolled there from infant through after school age. And it's in a wing of our facility on South Emerald Road, and we regularly have the children interact with the seniors. They do music programs, they have done art projects, they have parties together, but it's a great way to bring the two age groups together so that they can spend time and benefit from that relationship.
Well, I remember when you started this, I think it really was an experiment to see if this was a good thing, and they have found it's a great thing.
It is, and there are very few of these facilities in the Southeast. So it's really a very unique program, and we're finding that a lot of our parents at Lifetime Discoveries really see that as a plus that their child gets to interact with a grandparent or an older person, because we often see that families live away from their extended families, and very often children are growing up without their grandparents around. So there is a benefit in those two age groups together.
And I'm sure for the seniors, it's a big benefit, too.
It is. When a child walks into the room, especially a class of children, it automatically brightens up the room, and it changes the atmosphere. And you can just about see that happen whenever we plan activities together.
Well, that's great. So they're getting to interact with seniors. The seniors are getting to interact with the kids, and it's benefiting both. You know, it seems a shame there aren't more of these, then, if it's such a good thing, isn't it?
It is. But we get calls periodically from all over the country, so it's an idea that I feel like we'll see happen more often as people see it working well.
I expect it probably has more to do with budget and dollars, you know, at this time, because when did you actually start the intergenerational?
We opened in 2000 when the new facility on South Emerald Road was opened. We opened the daycare at that time, so we've been in operation now for 11 years.
So that it's really tried and true now. But I expect if the budget was not where it was, that there would be more people, more agencies that would be doing this.
Absolutely. And in addition to just feeling like the intergenerational element would benefit our program and make it better, we were also interested in diversifying our income and our revenue at the agency.
So, which was probably a good thing, looking at where we are today.
Well, I had no idea how important it would become. That's very true. Because Lifetime Discoveries brings in an important source of revenue to us right now, 11 years later, that I would really hate to be without. And yeah, you're right, we didn't see the budget cuts coming 11 years ago, but I'm very grateful that we have them now.
And that it's really established. Do you have a waiting list to get in out there?
We do have a waiting list in some classes.
So now what age do we carry this from? From what age to what age?
From 6 weeks through after school.
Wow.
And we have after-school routes in 96 and in Greenwood at most of the elementary schools.
So you even pick up?
We do.
Wow, that's terrific.
And the great thing is we decided when we were going to open Lifetime that we were going to integrate it into our operation already. For instance, the kitchen that produces Meals on Wheels also prepares food for the daycare center. And the drivers that deliver our passengers to and from the centers every day and to the doctor in the afternoon, they do the after-school routes. And our accounting department that does payroll for our senior program does payroll and payables and things for Lifetime Discoveries. So it's completely integrated into our operation already, and that has worked really beautifully.
And I expect as you look at budget cuts, it's a good thing that it did.
It is a good thing.
Exactly.
It is a good thing.
Now, one of the things we do want to discuss today is the fact that the Piedmont Agency on Aging, or Meals on Wheels, that actually got cut $100,000 out of the budget.
Well, Meals on Wheels is one of our programs.
Okay.
But the budget cuts came through our agency, and it impacted directly Meals on Wheels. It was specifically funding that we used to get from Meals on Wheels that was eliminated from the state budget.
So this has to be very tough. How are you handling this, Kathy?
Well, a lot of people have it tough, and I know we're no different in terms of being a nonprofit that's had to really suck it up and make some changes, and that's what we've had to do. But $100,000 is a lot of money for us.
Yes.
Our budget is about $1.5 million, but the budget cuts came in a program that is so in demand. It's our largest program. It's a program that impacts the most people, and it's been extremely difficult. And as we were talking about earlier, we had to make a lot of changes when the news came down, and a lot of organizations have had to do that as the economy has been in such
bad shape. A lot of businesses have had to do that, not only nonprofits, but businesses, too.
Exactly.
So what were some of the things that you did?
Well, in any nonprofit, a large portion of your budget is payroll and salaries. So we had to address that, and a lot of our budget cuts came with personnel. We downsized, we combined jobs. Our full-time staff took an 8% increase in pay.
Decrease. Anybody that's listening from out there, it was a decrease, yes.
Decrease. We reduced our work week, and we made a lot of changes just internally in our spending, and we were able to bring our budget down. Another thing that we did, too, is we have just scrutinized every cost and every dollar that we spend, and when you do that, you can get really creative with how you can bring your expenses down.
Have you had to compromise the meals, compromise the quality? And because I know one of the things that is so impressive about Meals on Wheels is the quality and the food that is given out to those that are on the program.
Well, that's really important to us. And we made the decision in the office when the news came down about these reductions that we were not going to eliminate this service to anyone who was getting Meals on Wheels. And that's been our practice since the agency's been in operation. So we realized that that was going to cost money for us to absorb this loss and still continue to feed the same number of people who were getting Meals on Wheels. But what we did, we got creative with the types of meals that we offer. So I do feel like the quality is still the same.
You're not giving out just peanut butter sandwiches?
No.
Hey, I'm here with Kathy Dublin. She is the executive director of the Piedmont Agency on Aging. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors that keep us in business every day, day in and day out. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this. Hey, if you've got a question for Kathy, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days, Tuesday.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kathy Dublin, Executive Director of the Piedmont Agency on Aging. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking about the Piedmont Agency on Aging. Of course, it is a private nonprofit 501c organization serving Greenwood and Abbeville counties. And we were just talking about, as the question that I think a lot of families are dealing with, how do you feed people when you have less money to work with? And I was just asking, Kathy, how's the quality of the food? Have you been able to maintain that? Let's just talk a little bit about that.
Okay. We do feel the quality is extremely important, and the food quality and taste and texture are all things that we pay a lot of attention to. All of our meals are certified by a dietitian through Self Regional Hospital.
So if somebody has a special dietary need, you even address that?
We do. We have a number of special diets, and this is kind of unique in South Carolina. A lot of the meals that are served at senior centers throughout South Carolina are done through large catering companies. There's only a handful of counties in South Carolina where they operate their own kitchen. So Greenwood and Abbeville is very unique in that aspect. But we do offer diabetic meals, no added salt meals. For those who have trouble chewing food, we have pureed and ground meat meals also.
Now, I want to ask you, why is Greenwood and Abbeville 96, why are we so lucky to have this type when you just said that other areas have large catering companies bring in the food?
Well, I think it was the vision of Lila Hanley, who was the director for the agency back in the early 80s, and it was her foresight, I believe, to want that for this area. So she took steps at that time to establish a kitchen, and we are benefiting from it now.
Sure, because logic says that would be actually probably even more economical just to have somebody that already is cooking all the time to do that.
Absolutely. And I hear all the time from colleagues in other counties who have food that's served, and very often it's transported 4 to 6 hours to their area.
And by can't be that good.
No, it does impact the quality of the food. So I feel like quality is definitely a strong point for us. But we were talking about how we've made adjustments in the kitchen, and we've done that through a number of different avenues. We have a great kitchen manager, Lynn Cockrell, and Lynn is very good at bargaining with food vendors. And she will pit one food vendor against another for the best price on chicken, the best price on other staple products that we use quite a lot of. So she can really get the best value and the best price.
So she's a deal maker.
She is a big deal maker.
That makes a big difference.
That's a big part of her job, and she takes it very seriously. And we have great staff at the agency, and they are really good at what they do. And one thing I hope to always instill is that you spend the agency's money just like it's your money. And we talk about that a lot at the office, and they do that, and it makes a big impact for us overall. But another thing we've done this year in our meal service is that we have given our seniors the option of having a hot meal or having a boxed meal. The boxed meals are a relatively new program that we have. And we have basically a grocery box of fresh fruit, a loaf of bread, some canned soups and stews, some sandwich meat, breakfast bars, juice, chips. And we have a menu, and they take this box of groceries, and it gives them how to put the components together to provide them enough food for the week. And the benefit of this is that they have the flexibility to eat those meals whenever they choose to.
Sure.
Because when the hot meals are delivered, they're delivered at a certain time every day, and you have to sit and eat it at that time.
Sure.
But the boxed meal offers them probably the flexibility to have that meal at breakfast or to have it at supper, if that's what they would rather do. But the benefit for us and what we've had to do with the cutbacks, the cost of the agency to provide a boxed meal is almost half of the cost of providing that hot meal every day. So we were really surprised to see that. And it also saves the cost of transporting that meal to the client.
You take those once a week, is that correct?
That's right, or once every 2 weeks. So we do have the benefit of conserving those transportation costs as well. So that's been one of the internal changes that we've made. But again, we do have some very frail seniors who are at home, and they don't have the physical ability to get the box meal program and put those meals together themselves because they're not physically able to do it. So those folks really have to have the hot meals. But those that are able to do it, many times they enjoy the boxed meals more.
Sure. Well, it gives them that independence feature of being able to do it. But, you know, one of the things I think about the hot meals, and we've talked about this with Tracy before and everything, is quite often the person that comes in, and these are usually volunteers, they may be the only contact that person has with somebody, and that's what makes part of Meals on Wheels, I think, so terrific.
It's extremely important. We had a situation that happened just in the last month. A volunteer came in to deliver a meal, and they found the senior in bed. The senior was disoriented, and the volunteer could sense immediately that something was wrong. So they called 911, and the senior was transported to the hospital and needed medical care. And that's not unusual for us to have that happen. But that volunteer, you're right, is a person who comes in and checks on them every day, and also very often may be the only person that they see. So that contact, I won't say is as important as the meal itself, because those meals often relate to physical stamina and just important nutrition. But that visit cannot be underestimated either.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that is so important, not only for the person that's getting the visit, but for the family, because so many times you have family that doesn't live in this area and they can't be there every day. And I know that assages their conscience to know that somebody is going by and checking on them.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win situation when it comes to Meals on Wheels. Now, just for the record, do you have a waiting list, or can anybody get on this list right now?
All right, one thing that happened, when the cutbacks came down from the state, we did keep everyone that was on the service on the service, but we have not been able to add additional seniors to the program for some time now. And we don't add someone until we know for certain that we can provide that meal service for them indefinitely. So we have a waiting list for one of the first few times in the agency's history. And we have a record number of folks who are on a waiting list, probably over 125 in Greenwood and Abbeville County.
Wow.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
And it is huge. And these folks are at home. Many of them are. And one of the things about Meals on Wheels, it is a low-cost, home-based, inexpensive investment for a community, because the only option most times is for folks to go to a long-term care facility, and we know what the cost looks like for that.
Sure.
So we play an important role in the community, and we need support in order to reach the growing number of people that need this service.
Not only that, most seniors, if they're capable of staying at home, they would rather stay at home than go to a long care facility, even if cost wasn't the issue.
Absolutely. I mean, all of us want to be at home around our things and our family and our neighborhoods, sure.
So, now, how many people are on the waiting list right now, Kathy?
Probably over 125 right now.
Wow,
and,
that's huge.
And that's not going to change unless additional funding is secured.
Now, well, that brings us to an interesting question. How are we going to raise funding for that, since that $100,000 isn't coming back anytime soon, I suppose?
No, we're not counting on it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Well, the only way to do it is to increase your revenue. And so we look for ways to cut costs first, and then we look at ways how can we bring more money into the agency for Meals on Wheels. So we have an array of fundraising every year to do just that. The next big event that we have is going to be our annual Christmas festival,
which everybody looks forward to.
It has really become one of Greenwood's favorite Christmas events, but this will be our fifth annual Christmas festival, Saturday, November the 19th.
From 5 to 8. And you know what? When we come back, we're going to be able to spend some time talking about that, some of the other events they have coming up, and how you can get involved and help out with Piedmont Agency on Aging. I think probably particularly Meals on Wheels, since that's what everybody always recognizes when we talk about Piedmont Agency on Aging. Hey, you know what? It is about time for us to hear a word from South Carolina News. Right now, right here in the fair city of Greenwood, it is 58 degrees. Let's hear the news and we'll be back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy day. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kathy Dublin, Executive Director of the Piedmont Agency on Aging. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. We are back here. We are talking about Piedmont Agency on Aging. And we are here with Kathy Dublin. We were just getting ready to talk about the Christmas Festival that's coming up on the 19th, and it's the fifth annual Meals on Wheels Festival. Kathy, what all is planned this year?
Well, we have a lot of really family-friendly activities, and this event has really grown over the last 5 years. I think last year we had over 600 guests that came out to our office on South Emerald Road, and we're located just behind Piedmont Tech. This is a free admission event from 5 until 8 p.m., as Ann said, but a lot of things go on, and we have different activities set up all over the property. We have a live nativity this year, and we
That is a lot of fun, and I have seen this in past years, how some of the kids get involved in it. It can actually be, it's a live nativity, but it can also be kind of humorous.
Well, it can. That may not be intentional.
Right,
however,
yeah, I know.
This year we've got a local Sunday school class from First Mount Moriah Baptist Church that's going to do our live nativity for us. We usually have a baby to portray baby Jesus. We have hay bales set up in kind of an amphitheater style for families to sit and watch and hear the Christmas story told. So it is a really neat event.
It is.
You come inside the house, and we have a really great silent auction event. I think last year we had over 40 gift baskets and gift cards.
Tracy likes this part of this, Tracy Marcingill. She loves putting those baskets together, doesn't she?
Well, actually, I put the baskets.
You put them together. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The silent auction became my little part of the event a couple of years ago, and it is a lot of fun to put the baskets together. We get a lot of help all over the community, people who take a theme like chocolate lover's basket or coffee lover's basket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wide range of gift baskets, and it's a great way to do some Christmas shopping. So we have a bid sheet out in front of each gift, and throughout the night you can come by and pick out your favorite one and make a bid on it. This year the bids are going to be closed at 7:30, and 100% of the proceeds go to Meals on Wheels. So silent auction is a great, great part of the event. We are excited this year. We've got a couple of new things that are coming. We will have a live outdoor Christmas concert.
Ooh, neat.
The outside of our facility is just a really great atmosphere, and you've been there. We have fire pits set up outside, a lot of chairs. It's a very relaxed atmosphere where you can just come and hang out for a while. But we have the Greenwood High Show Choir, and we have a number of different groups that are coming to perform on a stage. We've not had a stage before, but we have a tractor trailer flatbed that's been donated this year for us to use. So we have a little more space this year than usual. And we also have children's events. And this year we are really excited to introduce the Christmas Bus Express. and this was a creative venture along the lines of the Polar Express. We will have a conductor stand outside a bus, and the kids will have a ticket to get on the bus, and once they're on, they're going to meet a Victorian Santa. And we're going to have a great storyteller who's going to read The Night Before Christmas. And they're going to have also a commemorative jumbo-size Christmas bell to take as a memento from their trip on the bus. And if our plan works out, as I hope it will, we're going to have an exit off the bus that is really going to be cool. It's going to be an inflatable slide.
I knew you were going to say slide. I don't know why. I just was saying slide.
I just thought that would be really cool. So we're still working on that plan, but the Christmas Express bus will be introduced this year. So $10 buys each child a ticket for one ride on the holiday Christmas Bus Express, a visit with Santa Claus. We have hair painting that will be part of that ticket, a hot dog and a drink for the kids, and also s'more making. They're going to get a packet with the graham cracker, the chocolate, and the marshmallow, and they can make their own s'more as well.
Wow. Right out there at the fire pit there.
Right out there at the fire pit. And there also will be an outdoor inflatable obstacle course, and they have unlimited rides on that. So $10 value.
What a bargain.
It is a bargain. And the kids love it, and we have a great turnout with the kids for that event. But those are the big parts of the event this year. We have a great turnout from the community, and we hope that everybody will come out this year.
Absolutely. It is a lot of fun out there. It's going on from 5 to 8 out there on Emerald Road.
Oh, I forgot something really important.
What's important?
Okay, A Taste of Christmas.
Oh, we're going to have food, too, for adults?
Yes.
Yes.
And, oh, I'm glad I didn't forget that.
Okay.
A Taste of Christmas is a ticketed event as part of our Christmas festival. And people that have come before, this is like their favorite part of the whole thing. For $10 to enter the Taste of Christmas this year, Kim Harrison is our cook, and she's done this event for the last 5 years. She's going to be making Christmas meatballs in a cranberry glaze, a holiday beef carving station, our famous tomato pie with zucchini relish, shrimp and grits, homemade pralines, assorted desserts, and those will include hand-dipped chocolate-covered cake lollipops.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shrimp casserole also. So you get your $10 ticket for Taste of Christmas. 100% of that donation goes to Meals on Wheels, and you get to come in and sample all of these delicious foods.
Wow. That sounds great. Hey, you know what? This is going on November 19th. It is from 5 to 8 p.m. It has been going on for 5 years, and every year you add something new to it to make it even more exciting. You know, not only that, the smell. When you walk in there, it smells delicious.
It is. And we also have a gingerbread house exhibit, and those are great smells, too.
Yes.
But that's the whole point. We want families to come and really get a sense of kicking off the holiday season with us.
Absolutely. And you'll be helping a great organization that really needs your help. And, you know, I think that's why, you know, you have such a great staff that puts this together. It's a lot of work. But you know what? When it's all put together and after it's all over, I know you have to say, hey, this was worthwhile.
It is, yeah. We make a lot of friends with this event, and we make money also, but it's also a friend raiser, and it gets people in our door, and they learn a little bit about what goes on at our organization.
That's right. So put this on the calendar, November 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. out there on Emerald Road. You won't want to miss this event. Regardless of all the other things that are going on that day, put this on your calendar for 5 to 8. You'll be glad you did. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Kathy about how you can get involved, how you can help out, and what the great benefits to you are for doing that. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Right now, it is 59 degrees right here in the Emerald City. And while we've got a second, let's check the price of gold, because gold was up this morning, folks. Let's see what it's doing right now. That would be great to know. Oh, check it out. Coming up here in just a second, the price of gold. Do you have gold? Well, if you do, you want to make sure you bring it right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. Right now, the price of gold is popping away from me. I think about $1,736. Gold is up, folks. Take advantage of it. Yesterday it was down. Today it's up. You never know what it's going to do. Silver right now, $34.16. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. These days are
gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kathy Dublin, Executive Director of the Piedmont Agency on Aging. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
All right, and yes, we are back here. We're talking to Kathy Dublin, and we've been talking about the great kickoff for the 5th Annual Christmas Festival coming up 5 to 8 on the 19th. You don't want to miss it. We did have somebody call in, Beth Hicks. She goes, will you have the train again?
Well, this year we're excited about the Christmas Express bus. So this is going to replace the train that we've done the last few years. And we do like to change it up and,
sure,
and keep it a fresh event. So we will be doing something different, but I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed when they see the bus.
And this is only for kids?
We're not going to discriminate because of age.
That's good to know that the Piedmont Agency on Aging is not discriminating on age, Kathy. That's great. All right, I just wanted to check. So if I want to come out there and get on the bus, you'll let me do it if
Absolutely.
I pay my $10?
You give us $10,
okay.
You
okay. All right, well, we are talking about that. That's coming up on the 19th. Now, of course, you know, we talk about fundraising. We talk about raising money. I understand you actually are right in the middle of your big fundraising campaign. I know you send out letters, and people, of course, can send back in. But for those maybe that aren't on your list that are listening and saying, wow, this really is a great cause, what can they do, Kathy?
Well, the most important way that you can help right now is to send a financial gift to us. And you can mail that in to Piedmont Agency on Aging or Meals on Wheels. And it's P.O. Box 997, Greenwood, South Carolina, 29648.
And if they want to give you a call, though, they could call you, too, I presume, and
they
talk
can.
About giving a gift, too, couldn't they?
They can. And we are on the web, PiedmontAOA.com, and there's information there as well. Or you can call our office at 223-0164.
So, you know, however you can give. And, you know, I think this falls in that category. I've heard, we've talked about this before. Sometimes we think that, you know, you got cut $100,000. Well, is my $10 going to make a difference, Kathy?
It absolutely will make a difference.
But sometimes I think we don't think it will when you're looking for big dollars like that. But go ahead and just discuss, I mean, the fact that $10, how many meals does $10 do?
Well, $10 would actually provide at least two meals to a homebound senior. So every donation is important to us because when we combine all of those gifts, it makes a big difference. And we actually put that on all of the letters that go out in the community. Each fall, we probably send out close to 5,000 letters in Greenwood and Abbeville County. And I think one of the last things that we put on there is any donation, large or small, is needed. So we realize that some of our donors can be very generous to us, and they are. But we also have a number of friends in the community that regularly send us $10 checks or $25 checks, and those are equally important to us.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you talk about the fact that you have 125 people on the waiting list, you don't have the funding to be able to add them. And I think it's really commendable, Kathy, that you have been able to say those that are on Meals on Wheels will stay on Meals on Wheels, because it's been tough. Now, you told me before we started the show that one of the things that has impressed you and your staff out there is the local giving has remained the same, even though you haven't gotten that money from the state. That's pretty terrific, isn't it?
It is terrific, and we have been extremely blessed by the generosity of this community. And we have been here for many years. The agency is actually celebrating its 40th anniversary in 2011. And I believe that the community looks at the work that we do. They feel like we do a good job, and that their money is used wisely. And we try to be a very good steward of every gift that's given to us. And we scrutinize costs and make sure that every dollar that's donated is spent exactly how it's intended. But we have broad support in Greenwood and Abbeville. I hear a lot of counties in South Carolina where the senior center delivers most of the meals that go out in their area. And here in Greenwood and Abbeville, probably 99% of all the meals are delivered by volunteers who don't get a penny for delivering those meals. And even when gas prices were climbing, and I was often asked, how many volunteers have you lost because of the gas prices? And to my knowledge, I've not heard of a single situation when that happened. So that speaks well of the community's support for us and their confidence in us. But we have a number of churches, a number of Sunday school classes, civic groups and organizations, and especially individuals that give to Meals on Wheels. And we have not lost support.
You're very blessed to be able to say that, because I know in other areas they're not as blessed. But I think it goes to that personal attention that you and your staff and everybody that's involved goes to with that. I mean, there is tangible results. You can see what your money goes for with Meals on Wheels, and I think that's terrific.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you have Thanksgiving's coming up here real quick, and of course, one of the big events is when everybody goes out and takes Thanksgiving meals. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that while we've got some time?
We do. We've been delivering a traditional Thanksgiving meal for many years now. We do the turkey dressing, usually green beans, sweet potatoes, or macaroni and cheese, and pumpkin pie. It's never left off. But we have a number of families and volunteers. You too.
Yeah, I need some. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We have a number of families and volunteers that this has become their tradition. Every Thanksgiving is part of what their family does together. They come and pick up their route, and they deliver those meals before they go home and enjoy Thanksgiving dinner themselves. In fact, we are fortunate enough that we usually have a waiting list for people who want to deliver on Thanksgiving Day. We've had to turn people away who want to do that.
Unbelievable.
But it's a great problem to have. So I would encourage you, if you're interested in that particular holiday meal, to call now so that you're guaranteed the opportunity and the blessing that goes along with it to deliver that meal to someone on Thanksgiving Day. But we need volunteers throughout the year.
Sure.
So those are always needed. And if you have an hour a week to deliver a route, then we need your help. And you can call our kitchen at 223-2233 to get hooked up with Meals on Wheels route. We also need volunteers to work in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
Slicing desserts, wrapping bread, bagging fruit, those kinds of jobs, pretty easy jobs. And we also need volunteers to help with our box meal program, because that's an assembly kind of a project, and it takes up a couple of hours every couple of weeks that we do those. So if you have just a couple of hours a week and you have a particular interest in that, then we could use your help. So call 223-2233, and we can hook you up in any of those areas.
You know, one of the other things that's really neat about the delivery service is that it's great for a group, you know, to be able to have, whether it's an office group or a Girl Scout, not really a Girl Scout, but they're a little young, but to have a group that can deliver this so that it breaks it up, so not you don't have to do it every week, that this is a good way to work it.
That is very true, and we do have some groups that do exactly that, and also some churches, and they rotate the route within that organization. We'd love to have more businesses involved that let their employees come out just for that week, and they can rotate it among their staff. But it's a great way for their employees to really give back in the community.
Sure. So if you would have an hour a week,
right,
and whether it's you or somebody in your office or in your group, give them a call out there, 223-2233. That's 223-2233. Give them a call. Sign up. It's one of the most rewarding things that you will do as far as connecting with somebody that really looks forward to seeing a person, and you may be their only contact. So sign up to do that. So you still have some space, I guess, on Meals on Wheels. Is that what you're telling for Thanksgiving Day? People are still signing up?
Right now. So if you want to do it, call this week to make sure.
Yeah. You know, I think that would be a great thing to do, particularly because then you you go home and you really have something to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
And this is a great way for kids to see what it takes to be an adult in the world here.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything more valuable you can teach your child than the importance of giving back.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Now, do you have anything else coming up between now and the end of the year as far as events?
Just the holiday gift bag project also. Every Christmas, we want to make sure that every Meals on Wheels senior gets a Christmas gift. You'd be surprised, even in our community, that there are some that may not get a single gift at Christmas. So we get a large holiday gift bag, and we get the brighter the better. We stuff it with tissue. And there's a number of items that we like to collect, and you've got the list there.
Everything from Kleenex to toothpaste to toothbrushes, lotion, soap, washcloths, coffee, tea, candy, notepads, pens, white cotton socks, and medium Christmas gift bags. And you can take those things, I guess, between now, really, and December 16th. Where do they take them? And you don't have to buy everything. You can just buy some of these items because then you have a big stuff the bags, right?
Exactly. It's a big assembly project also. And you can pick one of those items if you want to get a large bag of soap bars or a large bag of hard candy. This year we're adding a couple of things, a 2012 wall calendar. We'd like to provide those to our seniors, a thermal lap cover would be great, a polar tech, that was the word I was looking for. Word finds and crossword puzzles, those are always appreciated as well. So any of those things, we're just collecting them, and then we're going to put the bags together and deliver them just before Christmas.
Well, that's terrific. We'll be talking about it on the I Love Ann show, so you will be able to add those other things to the list, and I'll make sure it gets out there. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Kathy, thanks so much for coming out and sharing with us some of the things going on with Meals on Wheels.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. We appreciate it very much. Y'all have a great afternoon. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.